What is up, dreamers?
I do declare this podcast officially open! Yeah! That's the official tagline.
That was unique. Should we say unique?
Yeah. I'll think that.
It is. I don't even know what the date is. It's the 9th.
It's a Monday.
It is Monday the 9th of April. And this is season 2 of Get Lucid. A podcast all about lucid dreaming, I've heard. I've heard on the grapevine about this podcast.
Where's it been?
Don't know where we've been. No, really sorry everyone for a massive delay on the next episode. And also we haven't got the video going. Me and Smith have got our own little private video whilst we're doing this, but we haven't got that live video because my PC's on the old down and out. So pretty much, let's give a quick explanation as to why we haven't been around for like forever.
All right, we owe it to the listeners.
We owe it to the small amount of people that enjoy our podcast. basically, both me and Smith have moved to different areas, and we kind of had a lot of stuff going on, so it's just been a bit mental. But yeah, we're back now, so hello everyone.
Yeah, it's good to be back.
How's it going, Smith?
It's great. I'm juicing up, mate. All day I've been juicing for this. Just going around, checking reality, getting involved, just questioning if I'm dreaming.
Just getting back into the lucidity as well, because, I mean, it's been so mental and so hectic in the past, like, month or two, because...
We basically had to both get settled down again, because I was trying to look for a flat, trying to get to work and stuff, and it was my schedule had gone out the window. Same for you, like, it was just all up in the air, and we didn't have enough time to focus on it. Yeah. Now we're a bit more settled, of course.
You need to stop moving your microphone, Smith. You're useless.
I haven't got the mic stand.
We haven't got any of our normalities. So like, I haven't got my old like stand or anything. Smith's not got his mic stand, so he's sitting there just wobbling it about. Oh dear. So what about the dreaming then? Because like, you know, we've explained as to why we haven't been around, but have you been getting any sort of lucid experiences whilst we've not been thinking about it? Really, it's kind of we haven't thought about it, have we really?
Yeah. Well. The odd occasion where I've focused my mind a bit more on it, I have had a few experiences, but I didn't get back into the routine of writing it down and stuff, so it's a very faded, distant memory. But I've had a few wilds initiated lucid dreams, and I've had different experiences of sleep paralysis. Like, I've started to realise it's weird, because everyone experiences gaining lucidity in a different way. Sometimes you feel your body getting weighted down on, and it starts from your toes and it builds up to your body. Most of the time with me, my body just goes on like a vibrate on a mobile phone, just shakes vigorously.
Probably gonna say something else then. Vibrator stuck in my my mum's sock drawer. No,
that's why I moved out.
That is just horrible. Just a pube trail leading up to your mum's drawer. I'll stop now.
What are you doing?
It's too much.
It's a Monday evening.
It's bank holiday though.
Oh, it doesn't. Oh, dust still
doing. You know what the banks are doing on this day? Going mental.
Having a holiday. generally, I can't remember many of my dreams, but last night I remembered it, and it was so weird. Basically, half of the dream was just this stop animation of me walking from one location to another, and there was loads of like. When I write my notes, I do scribbles everywhere and like stupid little drawings and circles and stuff. And there was all this stop animation in my dream, scribbles on the screen and stuff. And then eventually I ended up in a line for Burger King, and I ordered a burger.
Not McDonald's.
It was all, the whole dream was the stop animation of me getting to Burger King. It was so strange. It didn't make any sense, but I enjoyed the stop animation. In fact, I think I remember replaying it. Like, I didn't know I was dreaming, but I do this a lot where I manage to replay events in a dream. Right. So I'd be like, that was fucking well cool. I want to see that again. So I remember just viewing the animation again. It's just loads of crazy abstract drawings and like different camera angles and stuff. And then eventually I just end up in this Burger King queue. But it's just interesting.
That's such a weird.
What about you, mate?
I've had loads. I've had quite, not necessarily lucid, but very close. Or I keep getting this thing where I wake up and I know I've been lucid. I don't remember much of the lucidity. Like, I can remember like very, very faint flashbacks of like lucidity. So every now and then I'll wake up in the morning and be like, oh, I think I was lucid last night. And I'll look at the, I'll kind of like sit there stewing for like 5 minutes, like how where was I lucid, like, and then I'll
just got the stew, I'll get this stew little, on gas mark
I'll get
two.
This little click in my mind and I'm like oh, flying for like a millisecond and I'm like oh yeah, that's what I did. I definitely flew. There was no I don't know if people sort of will sort of feel this same thing, because from the sounds of it you haven't had it, but it's like it's you sit there thinking oh I'm definitely sure I was lucid last night, and then as you say that, you sort of get this little quick like whoosh of stuff that you've done in a lucid dream, but no actual content. You just know what you did, but nothing. Yeah, it's hard to explain.
I've had similar things like that where you wake up and you try and retrace your steps, and then you get this sudden like, oh yeah. Shit, yeah, I did that. Yeah. But it's weird because in waking life, like you'll forget your keys or whatever, but you wouldn't forget it if you jumped off the Empire State Building. You're whooshing down the corridor.
No, but the thing is,
but literally a second ago, you just done that in your dream, and you've woken up, and you've got no recollection.
Yeah,
of
but
it.
The thing is, though, man, you wouldn't do like general bullshit in your dreaming life that you would do in your waking life. It's kind of like a ratioed thing. Yeah, that's a ridiculous thing to do in waking life, but in a dream, that's just normality, like jumping off.
That's just you making a sandwich. Yeah, exactly. That's a standard event.
So it's not. I can see why you don't remember it, because if you think about it, those sort of things happen all the time, like every day during nighttime, or daytime, depends on if you're a sex worker on the corner of the streets of New York, you know. You're probably sleeping during the day, so.
Hope they're keeping up with their dream journals.
So last night I remembered a dream. I was trying to find my crack pipe and I just couldn't quite find it. It's not in the normal sock drawer that it normally is in, so I checked reality and I was dreaming.
Oh dear.
So what was we on about? Just lost a train of thought instantly.
It's a crack, mate.
No, it was that crack's a bit Moorish. No, we're talking about dreams in like where you've
what
forget. About dreams where I've completely lost train of thought.
It's absolutely absurd. I can't really get my head around it, how we can forget all these crazy experiences. But
no, but it does happen, and like
it's worth it.
And also, what I find is that I'll wake up without keeping. This is without keeping a dream journal, by the way, because we've been pretty shit at keeping dream journals for the past few months.
Just get up and get.
I have. Cereal. We did have a wicked email from. Hang on, let me just quickly check this because I don't.
Going on to the emails already.
Well, I thought I'd integrate it a bit better because.
Bloody
normally
hell.
We have a section.
Did give me a warning.
No, but this was from. Hang on, give me 2 seconds. From I think it's Graham Dunlop. Yeah, Graham Dunlop. Thank you very much for your email. So it was quite recent. He sent us a ridiculous email. It was like a. It's like a novel, so well done for being very good at writing. He basically gave us a really good tip about using his iPod Touch for voice recording, and he said that he uses it like he puts it on the corner of his bed, and then when he wakes up, instead of trying to write something down, he'll like record it. And I know we talked about having dictaphones and like trying it anyway, but I actually checked my iPhone like a couple nights ago to see how easy it would be to try this, and it's literally. The screen, and you press the button and it records, and then you press it and it stops. It's that simple. So like when you're like asleep, instead of trying to find a light, start writing in your dream journal, instead of doing all that crap, you can literally just wake up, press the button, talk into it, and then press it off. I probably would have done it last night, but I was listening to Elliot Smith. Proper love that bloke at the moment, but I'm gonna give it a go tonight and see how it goes, because I think that could be really cool. A much better way, a more modern way of like keeping track of your dreams. Rather, I'm quite surprised that we did stick to sort of a lucid dream journal for so long, when there's so many different things that you can do nowadays that overtake you. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I like the idea of writing it down. I'm a bit old.
That's
school.
Like someone who's like, oh yeah, I have to have an album. Like, well, still the music's there. And you know, it's kind of the same thing. It's like the lucid dream.
And to be fair, you're probably gonna. I don't really go back through the dream journal that often. But it'd be easier if you're sitting on the tube or the bus and just play your dream back and listen
to it.
Yeah,
exactly. And also, you could even write notes of it again. So you could listen to it and then bullet point, almost like taking notes on a meeting. You know, when people do that sort of crap because they're business people. Like, you could take notes on a meeting within your dream. So you'd be like, oh, yeah, I had this dream. I proper tried to get on this woman. She weren't having none of it. Bullet.
Then I flew on a dragon.
It's like a bullet point. Couldn't get any sex from a lucid woman. Like, that's it. Just, and then the next bullet point. So I just flew off. There you go. And then just I think that'd be a really
good idea. Flew off with a massive boner.
So, like, for our little lucid dreaming homework, I'm proper jumping the gun here. But I thought we should smash something like that out. See if we can
do we could swap it with each other as well. I could hear your dream. You could hear mine.
And we could even
dream swap.
What we should do is every time we get it, we should upload it to the Facebook wall, the Get Lucid Facebook wall, and see what people think about it. Oh, are you up for that?
I'm right.
So that's what we're gonna do, guys. And if you have one yourself, upload it and put it on our wall.
We'll do a audio dream
mass
journal.
Audio dream journal on the Facebook wall.
To a dubstep track.
We just get Danny Torgerson on it, mate. We just slam him all the voice recordings, and he can make a dubstep tune out of it. That'd be mental. Lucid dubstep. Oh yes, I was planning on going. Wop, 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 wop. That is it. We've just made a new genre of music.
Definitely do the audio thing. I'm really keen for that. I doubt I'm going to remember a dream or write it down tonight because I'm getting up at 5 a.m. So that is definitely.
Oh yeah, but you're just giving yourself. You're setting yourself up for failure there, mate.
Yeah, but I'll do it. Right.
God, positivity. Yeah. That's what it's all about. But yeah, we haven't actually talked about any lucid experiences that we've had. But I have actually had a few. And have you had a few in the last couple months?
Yeah, well I have, but they've been very very weak. Yeah. It's been, you know, not to the usual potency. I did have one, but I can't remember if I talked about it on the last show. But basically,
yeah, slam it out and I'll see.
I was in this train station, and non-lucidly beforehand, I just entered a room that was basically God and Jesus and just all things pure and good.
I don't think
I've
heard
just
this
like,
one.
All right, oh, it's just one of the casual ones. It was a Sunday night dream. I was in there and I was just like, fucking hell, this is good. I like this feeling. It's nice in here. It's like I could move in. I could see myself living here. It's lovely. Like it was almost like God was in the room.
Should have gone on Gumtree and see if it was available. Moved in.
The rent was so extortionate though. I'm not paying that monthly. Then I came out of that room. And it was a train station.
Right.
And as soon as I went into the train station... So basically, it was a train station. Instead of trains, it was just rooms.
Right.
And I came out and I was just like... Suddenly it hit me. And I was like, whoa, that was just a bit of a weird experience. And then bang, I'm in like sort of Paddington train station. I was like, this isn't right. This is a dream.
Yeah.
So I was like... And then there was another door. And I was like, right, I could lucidly now go back into the room of like all things pure and good. Or I could go in that door... And I was like, what's behind that door? And I opened it up and it was literally pure fear, hatred,
really?
Death. And I was just like, I literally opened the door, went in, and it was just like all these creatures on the floor and shit. And just...
Oh, that's epic, though.
Missed everything around. It's just like, oh, God, that was ridiculous. So I was not prepared for that. And then, when I first went in as well, there's this green creature in there. And he was just lying on the floor, slowly stretching out, getting longer and longer, just looking at me with dirty eyes. I was like, oh, God, you're... absolute filth. And so I ran outside and I was like, catch my breath, and I was like, fucking hell, that was well intense. And I thought, look, I'm lucid, I'm not gonna be a pussy, I'm gonna go in that room and just get right in there with the fear and just absorb it. I don't know, I didn't really know what I was thinking. I thought, I'm just gonna get in there and just get in the thick of it and just be proper covered in this fear and see what happens. So I ran up to this, I burst through the door, ran up to this green slimy dude and just gave him a fucking massive hug. And there's like these little weird creatures on the floor that you can't really describe. They're just so abstract, just moving slowly and just looked awful. And turned around to this green thing and I was just like, oh, what do you represent then? He was like, and then he was just quite a normal bloke afterwards. I mean, he still looked awful, but he was just like, yeah, I represent pure fear. you know, and that was it really. And then all of a sudden I'm walking with this guy who represents pure fear in my garden, and we're walking through the garden, and then I get to the garage where my house is, and there's just loads of people there, and I was like, oh, I'll go for a bit of a fly. So I tried to fly and I was just like, what the fuck, I can't fly. And I was just like, I didn't have anything, I was jumping and nothing was happening. And then I started to lose it again. I thought, oh shit, am I in a dream? Even though I just had all that bullshit, I still was a bit off.
Yeah.
So I turned around to the dream character, and I said, mate, am I dreaming? He went, yeah. I was like, oh, cheers, just to reassure me. He's like, yep, you're dreaming. I was like, fine,
that's
thanks.
Weird,
because asking for directions.
I've done that sort of thing before, and they've sort of said, no, no, what are you on about? This isn't a dream. So you had quite a quite a nice, like, subconscious there, because my ones aren't that nice.
Yeah, well, I did his pavement for him in the previous dream.
Oh, did you
so
his pavement?
Yeah, we had a bit of banter.
Is that what I've got to do? I've got to, like, thatch some roofs of some dream characters before I get a chance to, like, be repaid.
You got to earn their trust, mate. I was cut class for 2 years of my dreams.
Oh, dear.
But,
I did all their coursework at their uni course.
Sitting down doing papers. But I was like, right, well, why can't I fly then? He goes, well, tell you what, mate. Climb up to that roof and then jump off the roof. And I was like, oh, okay, right then. So I did that and immediately I had the confidence and I started flying. But I was flying like almost swimming. So I was doing a breaststroke in the air. And I was just like flying so slowly. It was just, I was just sort of slowly swimming through the air. And then I got this full on headwind and it was just pushing me back. And I was like, what is happening? And as I was doing it, one of the characters was going, you're doing it, Peter. You're doing it. You're fine doing it. I was like, oh, what is happening? And then I woke up.
That is weird.
So
doing
it,
Peter.
I mean, how can you sum that up? I didn't even give it a title. Well, I did. I said hugging pure fear.
Hugging Peter.
Because like the day before I watched the Peter Pan clip and there's this thing where it's like, you're doing it, Peter, you're doing it, because he's imagining eating the food out of Captain Hook.
That's ridiculous.
So that was my dream.
It was your one massive lucid dream.
One random lucid dream. What about you, darling? What have you got going?
Well, I did have quite a few, but whilst you were talking, I was really trying to think, remember them, and I've proper forgotten a lot of them. But I do remember one that was quite weird, because I used to have a bit of a struggle with people and like people in my dreaming environment. And I think because I was in, I wouldn't say a lonely environment before, but it was very,
just no people.
Yeah, there weren't that many people. It's just,
fucking lonely.
And now that I've like moved and I'm in this new area and, I haven't got like all my mates around me. So you have to sort of stretch your boundaries, don't you? And just go out and just be like, yeah, well, you're right, mate. Oh, yeah, love. How's it going? Yeah. Like, everyone, you just talk to everyone and you try and make new friends and that. And because of that, I think I've kind of like gained back the people in my dream. So, so most of my lucid dreams have been filled with people recently, especially this one that I had where I kept falling through doors. Like, you know, you said once, open a door and you can kind of change the scene. So you'd think about what you wanted behind the door, open a door, and then that would be there.
Yeah.
Well, I kind of did that, but instead of opening the door, I thought that was a bit boring. So what I did is I just jumped through the door. So the door would be there and I'd kind of fall face first through it. And I'd be in the dream scene that I wanted. And I can't remember how I got lucid in that one, but I do remember being lucid loads of times. And I kept waking up thinking that I was awake when I wasn't. And I'd be like, oh, this is another dream. And I did that about 6 times. I think false awakenings for me are pretty ridiculous. I get them heavily, and it's kind of annoying because if you think about it, it's almost just like a subconscious dream change, dream scene change, rather than it being a choice. It's almost like you've lost lucidity. So instead of losing lucidity like some people do where they just wake up, I lose lucidity by fake waking up. So it's really strange. Like, I'll wake up in my bed and I'll be like,
you'll get it back straight away.
I do, I get it back instantly. But the weirdest thing about it is I'll wake up and it will literally like be me in my bed. And then what I've trained myself to do now, because of the amount of false awakenings that I get, is to instantly check reality as soon as I wake up. Doesn't matter what the dream is, anything. And half the time I'm still in a dream. So I'll just fall straight back into lucidity. And it's cool, but it's annoying at some times.
It must be annoying because you're starting from the beginning again. Like, oh, I'm in the house. Because I go through the same thought process sometimes when I have a false awakening. It feels like you're miles away from all the cool stuff, like all the women and all the things. But you're not really. All you got to do is just open the door and you'll be in the jungle or whatever.
That's what I was doing. So I was kind of like...
The mentality of it is just like, oh, miles away from all the cool stuff.
See, what I was doing was I kept falling into what I have is wilds. But my wilds, whenever I have like a wild, it's never because I sit down and go, right, I'm going to wild now. I just, sometimes I have them. That's basically the only way I can explain it. But I had a wild and I was just falling, like floating down, as I always do. I always get like a really falling feeling. And when I kind of try and, you know, tempt wilds to come on, I always almost try and make myself fall through my bed. I give myself that feeling of falling, and then eventually I just pop and I fall through, and I fall into a dream scene. So I do that quite a lot. But this dream, I kept waking up, checking for reality. I'd be like, oh, I'm not in a dream, and I just fall. There was no warning or anything like that. As soon as I realised I was in a dream, I just fall.
What is it? You're falling. Yeah, so you're always falling.
No, but it's not like that. It's like a lucid. It's a float, really. Like, I'll just sort of sink through the bed, and then I'll be in my lucid scene. It's really strange.
That's a really nice transition. If you're floating down like a feather.
Yeah, it's kind of like losing consciousness. Like, you know, when you lose consciousness, you have that feeling like you've gone over a speed bump really quick, and you get that like that. Yeah. Not a speed bump, that wouldn't give you anything. Like a bridge, like when you go over that, you get that weird stomach feeling. It's kind of like that feeling, you know, when it's almost losing that gravity. Like, because obviously gravity is like a massive force. It's like pushing down on you all the time. We've got that pressure all the time, and we don't know. But when you go over a speed bump, you kind of lose gravity for a second, don't you? Where you're like, whoa, like that. And it's that split second of like intense feeling because you've kind of broken gravity. You're like, whoa, like that. And that's the feeling that I get when I fall unconscious in a wild. I get this intense feeling like I've cheated gravity, and I'm just sort of, I'm falling, but it's not a gravity fall. It's so hard to explain because it's not a forceful fall. It's just me dissipating into unconsciousness. It's so weird, but yeah.
Your one sounds much nicer because the one I usually get is me vibrating vigorously in the bed, and then the scene just like punches through, and it's like a fucking lift and like a door. It's like, oh,
do you think it kind of like shows your personality, really? Because you're quite a nutty person, like, and that sounds really cheesy, but you're like a bit of a nutcase. So, like, what you do is like you're like go hard or go home. So like everything you do, you get well into, or you don't do it at all. So like, do you think like because of that personality trait, your transition into like the unconscious world is also similar to like what you would do in real life? Like, you kind of like, yeah, fuck it, I'm getting straight in now. I'm going right.
Yeah, burst through most doors.
Yeah. Whereas mine, I'm
jump cues. You know, can't pin me down.
Boy, it says to me, I'm like mañana boy. You know, like in mañana, like in Spanish is tomorrow. Like, so like when I do it, I kind of just, I don't really give a shit. You know, just whatever, and I just float down and. Boom, I
much prefer that because literally mine's like a bull in a china shop and you just get smacked in the face with lucidity.
But that is you though, that is actually you.
And also some of the stabilization techniques, like as soon as I'm in a lucid dream, I'll just grab anything and eat it just to stabilize it. So I'll just be eating a kettle or whatever.
You see,
it doesn't matter.
Like, although we do the same techniques, mine are very different because, like, you know, the rubbing one, I can imagine you proper rubbing vigorously, like getting it really vibrant, like almost friction burn vibrant. Whereas mine, I proper softly move my hands through and just give it a good rub, like, you know, like a real wide rub is the best, like really encompass the wall. That's what I do. I like put my face against
it. You're meant to be making love to it. You're just meant to be stabilizing.
No, but it's kind of,
you're not caressing the dream, are you?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Giving it a fucking hug.
Sort it out.
That. There you go. That is it. We've just
can't go around caressing the dream.
I think
we'll get permission.
Nah, mate, no permission. Just rape it. Get right in there.
Rape it. You don't need permission with that gentle touch.
Those quick fingers. No permission needed. I mean, look at Neo. He didn't need any permission. He penetrated the Matrix massively.
Yeah.
Shit. I think really weird because you kind of like a lot of people, you know, do a lot of things. And I think a good way to explain this is like artists, right? Artists. Everyone is talented, you know, that can draw and stuff like that, all do different art, but no one's art is the same and everyone's art is completely different, and it's kind of the same thing in the dream world, because obviously it's your imagination and your thought process and how everything is done. I don't think anyone's ever going to have the same true experience. And like, you look at like an artist like a Picasso who drew something so surreal and so different, like all his cubist work and stuff like that. It's kind of like your interpretation of the dream world is going to be very different to what mine is, even though we have a lot in common and talk about the same things. We're going to have
experience. Well, it gets to the point where even the way you enter the dream, the whole creation of it, is affected by your own personality and your own. No one has the same sort of dream entry. Right. Like, you talk on the forums and, there's similar things, but
they are, though. Because like when I read the forums, you get a lot of people that just say the generic stuff, but no one goes that deep. Because obviously no one's got an hour podcast like me and you do to talk about these sort of things.
So we've got to fill a show, so we've got to find any nook and cranny that there is.
Like people on a forum have got like what, a paragraph to chat about.
So I vibrated vigorously and then I was in the dream. We say vigorously a lot on this episode today.
You have, I haven't said it once.
Well, I've heard you say it a couple of times.
So it's
vigorous.
I think I'm getting really into this whole idea.
I'm like, getting pumped.
Personality in your dream, like it's
yeah, it is. Yeah. We just I don't know where this is.
I think it's because we're right. You know, I've got a great way of explaining this. Here we go. Right, I'm
rocking my hands together. Get your popcorn out.
It's kind of like, you know, when you're like a kid, everyone's pretty similar. Like, we'll not really know what's going on. Then as you kind of start getting to grips with yourself and grow up, you get your own personality that's defined. Like, when we first started, we were obviously like kids with lucid dreaming. We're going nuts, fucking jumping on the mattress, like eating cookies when we're not meant to, all that bullshit. And then... Mm. We've gone through the teenage bit where we're off and on with lucid dreaming, where it's like, oh, I could do it, couldn't do it, I don't really give a shit, whatever, yeah, mate, whatever. Now we're getting to the point where it's becoming like a matured thing for me and you, where...
Like analysing the entry point.
Yeah, and we're like, oh, yes, I think my personality is very manana, so because of that, I fall into my dreams. Like, it's that sort of shit. So, like... We've almost had our little life cycle of lucidity, and now we're at the point where I think we're getting quite mature with it. Well, we're not mature, we're totally immature.
After a series of studies and writing down the dreams, I've realised I'm a bull in a china shop!
But you know what I mean, anyway.
I'm quite juiced up for being a bull now, and literally run into a china shop in my next dream. I'm well keen for that.
That's wicked.
I'm just going to transform into a ball and just destroy the Antiques Roadshow.
That'll be immense.
Just go in there at the point where the bloke's like, now this clock is worth over 1,000 fucking hours of ball in it!
Oh, shit, it's a fucking ball!
And then I'll wake up and I'll fucking press record on the iPod.
I was a ball in a china shop, and then you're waiting and you'll be like on the bus to work the next day, like trying to write notes. Ball in the china shop. Just massive transitional period.
David Dickinson is on my back.
Giving it a good ride.
Oh, don't. Let's leave. We've got
to bring some sexuality back in because we haven't really chatted about sex for ages.
Oh, I've got a massive bit of sex coming up.
Oh, mate, I did actually have some lucid sex. Did you have some crazy lucid sex recently?
Well, let's just hear your sex first. Let me hear your sex and I'll tell you my sex.
What is this? Ninth group? like year nine? Yeah. I'll see your cock if you see... What?
What? What did you... Never did that in year nine. That was more of a year 10. 10
that was more last year. Last year in the showers. Oh, dear. No, what was I saying? I can't remember what I was saying about...
You were going to tell me a little sex thing.
No, I just had a lot of sex in lucid dreams. No, I did experience one that was actually really, really lifelike, because normally it's not very lifelike.
Oh, yeah, proper real.
Yeah, normally...
Right down to the ankles.
Normally it's really off the wall, like...
Sometimes it's so strange.
Like I'm seeing it from the third person, where I'm just looking at myself having sex with a cartoon character. Like it's basically stupid shit like that.
I mean, honestly, like if you're proper fetish and you're into these weird things, you'd love lucid dreaming sex because you're just like, oh yeah, I was a fucking donkey and then I turned into a leg. I was the perspective of a vagina. I've
had that before. That is very weird.
What?
I've had the perspective of inside the air.
No, you didn't tell me that.
It was a while ago. It got lost within the while ago's.
So you were getting the penis in the face?
No, it weren't like that. It was just, I was it. Oh, it's just so hard. You know what it's like. So hard to explain. Just.
I'd love to read that dream journal entry.
I don't think I wrote it down. It wasn't like proper over the top. It was just, I know I was it. That was it. There was no, it's just strange. It wasn't like a perspective. It wasn't like my eye was the Jap's eye. Like, it wasn't like that. Didn't get any oozing juice come out of my head. No, it went like that. It was quite a weird experience. But yeah, no, I had a very real lucid experience. It was quite weird.
So were you in there for a while? I mean, did you get to do what you wanted to do?
Yeah, but I didn't wake up with any sticky sheets like you normally do. I just...
Well, I don't. That's no. Look, I think I've got this bad rep for sticky sheets. It only happens now and again. Doesn't happen all the time.
I don't think it's ever happened to me. Ever.
Look, if you go on the forums, this happens to a lot of people, so, you know, they'll back me up.
They will back you up, but I'm just saying, hasn't happened to me. First come, first serve over here. It's happened to him, so...
get to do any positions?
Just the classical missionary.
You're in a dream.
That's what I'm saying.
You could do the backwards donkey.
It was a realistic dream. It was very strange.
Oh, it sounds like you made passionate love.
No, it was no passionate love. It was quite empty. I can't even remember it well enough, but I know it was really, really straightforward.
Were you drunk then? Were you drunk when you're doing it?
What, in real life or in the dream?
In the dream.
Both. I think I was quite pissed that night. In real life. a couple of brewers droop. I was like, I just had sex. Oh no, that was a dream.
I was going to quickly go on to the old reality testing thing.
Oh, go on then.
Because I don't know, are you keeping up with your reality tests?
To be fair, recently, my new job and that, it's been... If I was reality testing new things that were a bit slightly weird, I'd be doing it literally every second. So I I was like, fuck it. For now, I'll just let it go. But now I'm getting more into a routine again. I probably could do it.
I've been getting back on the reality test quite a lot. I mean, I love the nose and blow.
The nose and blow is probably the best thing.
The problem is with me, I've slipped into the bloody, sort of part of my routine where I don't actually think about it now. I'll just go and blow my nose and I'll just do it, when nothing's weird happens. I mean, sometimes I will, but I just end up doing reality tests with no real reason, just because it's part of a habit. But, you know, the reality tests are a bit of a gimmick. The main thing is if you're looking around and being aware of the environment and questioning it. So I've just started getting back into actually doing it properly. But that's a good thing to watch out for. A common mistake is just ending up doing reality tests and not really thinking about it, because you can do them in your dream and you won't think anything of it. And the thing is, you'll say to yourself now, no, if I did a reality test in my dream, I'd definitely know I'm dreaming. But you don't know that you've already done it and forgotten it. You could have done that in a dream and forgotten.
Oh, yeah. And
so you got to keep on your toes.
Unless you haven't got any, because it's a weird dream, and then you're like, whoa, I haven't got any times, reality chest test.
But I mean, I was taking it a bit too far. Now I know I've got a bit of a reputation for being a ladies' man, because on 2 weeks ago, Friday night, we went out for my mate's birthday, so we're all in this nightclub, and it was very surreal because we basically left straight from work and we got there extremely early and we're all fucking well leery on the beers and they were still doing the salsa class because the nightclub hadn't opened yet. So we ended up just getting proper involved in the salsa. So I was whacking out reality tests this is mental, thinking it's not. Yeah. Just seemed very dreamlike, even though I knew I was out on the lash. And then it continued and we went to the club, and the club was tiny. It was literally like a box, and just all of us squeezed in there and this neon lighting. I was like, fucking, what is this? Well, there's salsa music blaring out. I was like doing reality tests all the time.
Yeah.
But it's just I thought I'd just, you know, give an insight into how passionate I am about the subject that I carry over to all activities.
Reactivity. Let's crack out the old I'm actually having to check the old manifest of what we've done, because just too much work manifesting this, manifesting that. How many staples do you need, Neil? 14. Oh, I'll manifest it. Be right back. Oh, dear. Now, I thought we'd quickly chat about lucidity struggles, because we have struggled quite heavily, because obviously normally we'd have lucid dreams all over the shop, all the time, every day.
Well, just everywhere.
But
just constant lucid,
time it's been a bit dry. But I wouldn't really say it was proper or off the cards dry. We were still having some experiences. But have you managed to sort of try and bring it into your busy life now, or have you
the good thing is, the two guys that I work with, I work in this little sort of cupboard room, and I'm with this bloke called Sim, who's a great laugh, and I spend the whole working week with him all the time. So obviously, you know, we've mentioned lucid dreaming and it's just got a bit out of control. So I've tried to get him involved in it, and he hasn't got lucid, but he's listened to a couple of podcasts and he knows all about it now. And also we've got a new guy, Rob, who's coming, and he's quite into dreams and stuff. So I've got like two guys at work now that we can talk about it quite openly in our little boxed room where we're just, it's just us talking about dreams half the time. And it's really helping me get lucid. Like, yeah. I'll do light switch reality tests in the room with them in it. And right. they'll just like, oh, he's just doing one of his fucking tests again. Let him have it. Like, so it's quite good at the moment because I can get away with incorporating a lot of sort of dreaming related things. But at the same time, when you've got loads on your plate, loads of people getting you to do stuff for them, and it's hard to pay attention to it on top of what you've actually got to do. It's hard in the moment when someone demands something quickly and you've got to do that for your work, but at the same time, you've got to keep in the back of your mind, am I dreaming? You're more worried about completing the task, you know, at work. So it's a very hard balance. I'm bringing it back in slowly, and I'm trying to talk about dreams a lot more with people and stuff and bring it up. But it's just, you know, I the other day I was thinking about lucid dreaming. It's like dieting. It's literally up and down. You're like, you're all or nothing with it sometimes. Yeah. And, you know, you've got to incorporate a diet that you can continue working with. What am I talking about?
You're literally just chatting shit now.
Yeah, I know. It's just dribbling out the chin. But like, when you're dieting, you've got to incorporate into a healthy lifestyle and a diet you can keep up. You can't just go starvation for a month and then be like, oh fucking hell, I need to eat and just eat loads of food.
That's Christian Bell. That's what he did in the Machinist, if you remember that. He ate an apple and a can of tuna. He'd be awful at lucid dreaming. That's all he eats.
But I mean, like when we originally started, we were just fucking massively on the diet. We were not eating much in terms of the lucid dreaming.
I know what you mean, but this analogy, you're running out of steam. Basically what you're saying is that you have to be dedicated to it.
But like now we're eating loads. Yeah. Now we're just like a buffet and, you know, I'm trying to cut back.
That's the worst analogy I think we've had on Get Lucid. There you go, everyone. The worst analogy of Get Lucid. Smith's dribbling just took over there.
Oh, sorry. I've had a long day. I'm tired.
Oh, dearie me. Oh, well, that would do for that beer.
Fuck it. End of the show.
Your awful thing. Now, we got questions yet, mate.
Question time.
We got loads of these questions. Hang on. Give me a second. Let me get them all up. All right, we've already sort of slightly covered Graham's thing. Graham's little Dunloppy. But, this one's from, and he even said like how to pronounce his name because he knows how shit we are at pronouncing people's names. He said, still struggling to pronounce it now, even looking at the fucking pronunciations. Right, he writes, this is how you pronounce my name, Dara Tanhenny. There you go. That was awful. Proper ruined your name there, mate. But. Really sorry about that, Dara. But yeah, he says, he's got a question. He says, do shadows exist in your dreams? Like in our dreams, I think he's asking specifically. Because he says, I was trying to be hypersensitive to anything weird in waking life so that I do a reality check and I seen my shadow. It made me think that my shadows don't actually show up in my dreams. I can't ever remember seeing my shadow in a dream. So what do you think? I'll try to get loose and create some shadows if they don't appear. Have you ever noticed your shadow in a dream before?
You know what? I've never thought about it. And now you said it, I don't really recall seeing a shadow. I've never actually thought about it. but no, I honestly can't. I can't remember. Maybe I've seen a shadow. I'm not sure. Have you seen any shadows?
No, I actually, thinking about it, I can't recall ever seeing a shadow. But to be fair,
That's weird.
I haven't ever tried to recall seeing a shadow. I think because we take them for granted in real life because they're basically useless. I mean,
well, they let you know where you are, sort of they don't, in relationship to yourself.
On iPhone, I just check the GPS. I'll be like, right, I'm here. Don't need a shadow anymore. They're absolute.
Oh, you guys with your technology, you know. Back in the day, we used to just use shadows.
Shadows and maps. Where's the maps gone? Yeah. Put it on my phone. I've got a shadow on my phone as well. Look, watch. Oh, projectile.
Oh, you can generate a projectile shadow now. I mean, you don't even need your own shadow.
To be honest.
They're becoming obsolete.
Well, shadows are obsolete in real life. I mean, what do you use a shadow for? I mean,
what are you on about? What are you on about? What you use a shadow for? What, it's a hot day and you want to sit under a tree and cool yourself down? You're using the shadow from the
that's
tree.
That's not my shadow.
They're bloody useful.
That's a tree shadow. That's not my shadow.
Oh, I didn't know we were picking and choosing shadows.
I mean, unless you're trying to shade a little child, no one's going to fit in my shadow.
What?
Well, you know, I'm not a massive tree. There's not much room to fit in my shadow.
I wouldn't like it if I didn't have a shadow. I'd definitely enjoy mine.
Well, did Peter Pan have a shadow? You were on about him earlier.
Well, no, I can't remember.
Dick, wasn't he? Went around.
Yeah, he was a bit of a knock.
Yeah, tricking people.
I mean, if my shadow was treating me like that, then yeah, I'd split up.
You know, it's kind of weird because whenever I think of like a subconscious figure or like subconscious stuff, it always reminds me of a shadow. However, I've never actually put the connection of a shadow in a dream. So although I associate shadows with dreamlike characters or the subconscious mind,
yeah,
I haven't actually made that connection. So yeah, well that's
well I've been tapped on the back by like a shadow creature before, but again, like never actually looked for the shadow of a person. But I reckon if you can get shadows going, why not get rid of the object and just keep the shadow?
Oh, you're going for that one, aren't you?
And then, while lucid, why don't you nick someone else's shadow? So, like, you could walk around with the shadow of an elephant, see what happens.
Do you think that would turn you into an elephant in a lucid dream? We've just found a new technique.
Well, stealing shadows. You're here with Steve Irwin, and we're stealing shadows out in the forest.
Yeah, but he's dead.
Oh, no. Not in my dreams.
Not in your dreams. No one's dead in dreams. And he's also given us a lucid list on things that he wants to do in a lucid dream. And just wants our opinions on it. Which I actually have looked at quite a few of these, and I've actually, between me and you, we've done quite a few of them, surprisingly. One of them was, I'll read through the list, walk through walls, which I discussed. I mean, the doors and walls count? It's pretty similar, aren't they, really? Yeah, break through hard objects of some sort. It says eat an Indian meal, although we haven't eaten an Indian one. You've definitely had some hot dogs and burgers in your time. That's all you fucking go on about.
I've eaten a few food. I've gone more for the American diner selection.
Yeah, I mean, we have Indian food all the time, so we don't have much American food. I mean, if you can call it food. Oh! That's the groin of America. He says fly to the moon, throw the moon at the earth.
Oh, that's new.
Go through a lengthy and painful transformation into a werewolf.
Why lengthy and painful?
Well, I don't know.
Short and sweet.
That's the old Teen Wolf. Snap your fingers. Whey! I am now Teen Wolf. Turn my shadow into a clone of myself, which is quite cool. That's kind of this.
I've done the clone thing before, but not by a shadow, sort of accidental.
I'm actually well up for this shadow thing. I might try and Peter Pan my shadow. And almost, you know what I'm going to try and do is try and represent my subconscious as my shadow from now on.
Oh, fucking hell. Start off small,
nah,
mate.
No.
Just go straight in. Guns ho. You're using my technique.
Right, this next one. Piss on a sleeping person's face. Why not do that in waking life?
Why do it in a lucid dream?
Why do it at all?
Well, I remember you trying to piss on your sister in a dream.
No, it's my sister's mattress. She wasn't involved. Just her mattress. I don't know why. But yeah. This one's really cool though. I really like this one, and it really reminds me of Labyrinth, you know, the film with David Bowie and that girl Jennifer Connelly, something like that. He's pull my eyeballs out and see what the perspective would be.
Oh, that is wicked.
And they did that in that film. There was these little creatures who got like juggling with their eyeballs and like using them to like see different things. And also, there's another little reference for this. Did you ever watch Real Monsters on Nickelodeon?
Yes, where he's got the eyeballs in his
head. He has that, so, you know, he had that as well, and he used to use it.
Because that'd be mental if you just got your eyeball and lobbed it.
Yeah,
and
you could see it
the perspective of it
around really quick, and then, that'd be wicked. But yeah, then he's got spontaneously combust. Not sure I'd want to do that. People do love the pain in dreams. I'm not really.
I think we've got a lot of fetish listeners.
Yeah. Spontaneously combust my testicles. Yeah.
Just the testes.
Oh yes.
Oh no.
A bit like the ball sack palm all over again. High five. Oh fuck. That's what it would be like. Right. And this next one, he says, pull.
What a strange selection
and,
of
hang on,
things
we got,
to do.
Oh, we got one more. He says, pull out my teeth and force a dream character to eat them.
He's having a laugh.
You're having a laugh, Dara. Absolute bubble bath. I mean, well, that'd be like eating polos, wouldn't it? Just
I love it. It's like, literally, you could go and speak to God, but you've chosen to eat an Indian meal and then make a drink out to eat your teeth.
And then piss on someone's
face. I had the option to speak to my higher self, but I just want to eat some Bombay potatoes.
Oh, dear. And then urinate all over that woman over there. She's sleeping on the floor.
She looks quite peacefully asleep. I might just go and have a massive piss on her face.
And how potent would you make your own piss as well? Surely you could select how potent the piss was.
Yeah. Like, just drink 4 pints of...
massive robot voice there. Awful. Say it again.
Oh, I've got the robot. I said just drink 4 pints of lager prior for the
and
wee.
And then piss.
So it's nice and acidic.
Or just drink some carrot juice or something horrible. That would be potent.
Oh, not even peeled carrots, like with the skin still on.
Or carrot juice. Or just pretend that's... Oh, no, fuck it. We'll leave it at that. That was going to go well too far.
Taking it too far again.
All right. Ooh, cheeky. There's a we've got quite a few. I mean, we've got some wicked emails. I'm just going to read out who like emailed and just say thank you for emailing us anyway. Graham Dunlop, Dara Tenahy. I'm just going to go with that. Hopefully that works. Jason Sherwood, Phil Lander, Alfie Martin, James Ashcroft, as usual, because you're absolute nutter. You love it. So shout out to you, sir, for always supporting us. Hemanth A, you as well. You always support us. So yeah, we've had quite a lot. Let me just check some more and see if we've had. No, that one's... No. To be fair, I can't find any actual questions. They're all just like emails of people's experiences, which I actually read every single one.
That's cool, though.
Recently, I used to like reply to every single one. So don't feel bad if I haven't replied recently because I haven't even made a podcast, let alone had time to do anything else. So don't feel bad if I haven't like emailed you guys back because I will do it. Now I've sort of settled a bit, so keep the emails coming, and I'm sure I will reply. We do have one from Alfie from Sheffield, and he says, "What the hell is wrong with me? He wakes up as soon as he's dreaming."
That's naughty.
That happens quite a lot. I mean, that happened when we first started as well, didn't it? Really?
Yeah.
I think it's
just the excitement.
Yeah, I think that just goes away after a while. So the more, it's kind of like, what do we used to say? It's like waiting for a bus or something. Like, originally, it was like, whoa, and that's just, like, waiting for a bus. Oh, here it comes.
Oh, yeah. Like, you just got to be able to control yourself not to get too excited. And I guess the best practice of that would be, like, do some, I don't know, just do something mental. Like, jump out of an aeroplane and just be well casual about it.
Right.
Just don't let it excite you.
And then we got this one from He-Man Faye. This one, I really like this question. He asks, he was recently reading an interesting article on how lucid dreams can be used to solve social phobias like stage fright. Is it true that playing out certain social scenarios in lucid dreams again and again will give you practice, like playing out a possible date or practicing in front of a stage, or a really shy person can use it to interact with dream characters to overcome their shyness? He pretty much just is asking our opinions on it. And I think it's quite a cool idea, but we've talked about this, but not really the social aspects of it, but more the just like technique learning, you know, like learning how to play guitar or learning to drive or something. You could practice that in a dream, but what about like social phobias?
Well, I mean, I've been in dreams before where I've the next day it's made me feel really confident.
Yeah.
So you can definitely overcome some sort of phobias or just if you're not feeling very confident, I think lucid dreams are a great thing to get you back on track. But in terms of like practicing an instrument and stuff, I mean, it would be well good to do, but most of the time when I'm lucid dreaming, I get so caught up in the moment and I'm just like, I want to do something totally outrageous and just flamboyant that you can't do in waking life, but you know, I don't really want to go up on the stage and do a 10-minute speech about mortgages, you know, I'm not feeling it.
I think it's kind of hard for us to sort of say, because I don't think we really have any social phobias like that. We're quite leery people in real life as well as like to talk to, and I think because we're quite confident within our ability to talk all the time, because that's all we ever do, I think we don't really have those sort of social phobias. Like, I wouldn't really...
No, but I mean, if you do have social phobias, lucid dream definitely helps.
Yeah, but the 100%. Thing is, I can't, what I'm saying is that I can't empathise with fact, because I couldn't see how it would make me any better than doing it in real life. Do you see what I mean? Like, because I don't have the problem with doing it in real life, I can do it in real life. Yeah. Do you see what I mean? So I can't empathise with the fact that it might work with someone in a dream, because I don't feel that shyness or, you know, like you said, like playing out a possible date. I'll just wing it. I'll just go for it in the date, like, or practicing in front of a stage, like talking to people. Once again, I just wing it. Just have a laugh.
Just wing it, yeah.
And
Maybe that's what you should just do in future. Just don't practice anything.
Just wing it.
Just go out on that date and just, you know, if it goes tits up, then it's your own fault.
The thing is, like, some people aren't like that, though, because, like, everyone deals with stuff differently. Like, I was talking, even my own mum, like, I was talking to her about, she was
going on
dealing with, like, an arsehole at work or something like that. And, she talked to my dad about it, and my dad was just like, nah, just tell her, just grow up and just tell her. And then she told me about it, and I was like, no, you can't do that. You're different. Like, and it kind of reminded me that people, everyone deals with stuff so differently, and you can't just give people the advice that you would take yourself. So in this position, I don't know if it would work. That's basically my answer. I suppose it would, but I can't logically see it for myself, so I can't give any cool opinions on it, really. Don't know about you, Smith.
Well, you just gave a really sensible answer, so I'm not going to join in. When I've confronted things that have been chasing me and stuff, the next day I felt like top of the world, right. And I feel like if there's any sort of situation where I wouldn't be as confident,
right.
I don't know, or you know, I like any sort of challenge that comes up to me now, I'll be like, yeah, I'll fucking do it, yeah, no problem, mate. So it's given me a bit more confidence in myself, of my ability to take on things,
yeah.
or to achieve anything, you know. If there's something I want to do, I'll just get on and do it now. Yeah. I mean, I've kind of been like that, but I think lucid dreaming's just, you know, giving me like a bit of a 10% boost.
Keeps you over the edge.
On that. It's just, yeah, it's just giving me a little bit more juice from the higher levels. Coming up from the south.
A little bit more. Coming up from the south, I've only just got that. It's like the weather report.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
We've got some raging boners coming in from the southeast.
Lovely.
It's going to be raining quite heavily down there.
Oh, I was going to say horrible joke then, but I thought, fuck it, I better not. Yeah. All right, wicked. Well, we've done all the questions, so I suppose we better go to shout-outs, Smith. We haven't done this for a while.
Shout-outs!
Have you got any shout-outs for this week?
No, I've got none.
Oh.
No, I've got loads.
Go!
Just bantering. Well, for anyone who's an absolute nutcase, there's this thing called Lucid Camp. And it's in Denmark, and it's a four-day workshop. They're going to do films, discussions, arrange sleeping, trying to do shared dreaming, I think, and stuff, and eating meals together. And just everyone who's interested in the
holy shit! They're eating meals together! Wow, that is fucking... that is groundbreaking. Oh, I can't believe it.
You've heard it first at Lucid Camp. Evening meals together, possible breakfast, and even a lunch.
Possible breakfast. Oh dear, I can't believe it. I've never
don't read the shit out of it. I'm trying to pick it up.
No, it's gonna be immense. It's just,
you get to sit down and have dinner with people
you proper like set it out as if it was like, yeah, we're gonna fucking do this lucid stuff, epic shit, groundbreaking stuff, eating meals together. Like it was all tarred with the same brush of epic, but it wasn't. Oh, dude, that was really fucking...
Going out for long walks!
And the absolutely groundbreaking flicking dust off my shoulder! Oh.
Whilst discussing lucid dreaming.
Yeah, no, seriously, go on about this, because it's actually really cool.
But I think it'll be really good fun. Like, I mean, I'm actually away then, so... But this is something I definitely want to go to.
Yeah.
But... If anyone's around, I think you should just go for it, because it's very rare these things sort of pop up, and it'd be great to just... I know it's 4 days, but I think it'd just be epic.
Yeah.
It'd be really good to talk to loads of people all over the place about their experiences, and, you know, learn different techniques, and it'd probably give you a bit of a confidence boost in the whole thing. Like, the more you talk to people that are involved in the subject, the more you get juiced up, and the more it'll help you. So... It's definitely something worth doing, and
I mean, the more meals you eat with people, the better you get at it. So,
I mean, you're gonna have so many fucking meals; it's gonna be great. I mean, I don't want to like say anything in case it's not true, but there are room with mains and desserts.
Oh dear! There's even a sorbet in between courses.
Oh, fucking sorbet!
Oh dear!
Again, oh, just so. if you want to go to the Lucid Camp fine dining experience, all you got to do is type in, right, type in Lucid Camp, all one word, into Google, and I think it's the top result. So it's Lucid Camp, and all the information's there. You know, and it's something worth going to.
Everything.
And, you know. It's just going to be absolutely delicious. So try and make an attempt to go.
I fucking killed that. We have absolutely killed that. So sorry for making that sound stupid, because really, it's actually a really cool event. So if you are interested in going, just do it. I reckon you should. I mean, we would do it, but Smith's away, and I'm not eating as much recently, so just...
Joe's on a diet, so we have cut back.
So yeah, no, that's so yeah, check that out. That's in Denmark. What's it called, Smith? Just say the link again.
It's Lucid Camp. I mean, the website's a bit of a mouthful, but if you type in Lucid Camp into Google, it's the first result. And if you can't find it, just let us know, and we'll post it on our Facebook wall anyway, the link. Someone's already done it, but we'll post it again.
Yeah.
And then just definitely check that out. And that's it for me, really. That was it. I mean, that shout-out lasted fucking ages.
It was funny, though. Oh dear, that's hilarious. Right, well, I've got loads of shout outs. Massive shout out to Andy Howlett, as usual, because if you haven't seen it already, please check out his Per Chance to Dream, his video on all about the struggles of lucidity, which is really badass. So please check that out. It's really dry humour, really funny. So if you're into that sort of thing, please check that out. I can't remember the link, so just Google Per Chance to Dream, or check out, I think it's on our Facebook.
We'll post it again on our Facebook. Yeah. We'll re-update the face.
Also, we've got Sean and Danny from Lucidity Web Saga, they and Cody Hunt as well, because I know he does a lot of stuff with them. All them three are at the LA Web Fest at the moment, or they were this weekend, I'm pretty sure. And they won awards again. So congratulations, you guys. And
good work. Well done
for spreading the word of lucid dreaming
and
comedy. A fine mix that we like to uphold as well. So, yeah, really, really well done, guys. Please check out their Lucidity Web Saga. It is at their website, which is, I can't remember. I think it's actually thirdproductions.com now. I think
they got rid of
the pirate. It used to be III. Productions.
Yeah, no, you're right. It's thirdproductions.com.
Yeah, so check that out, guys, because all their stuff's up there, and it's always psychedelic and badass. So check that out. Also, Andy Howlett also wrote us an article as well. We went and met him in London about a year ago, coming close, really, isn't it? And we got massively juiced up, went to the pub, we had quite a lot to drink, and went mental. So the article's quite juicy. So we'll post a link to it on our Facebook.
So professional.
We really need to send them photos. You know what, Andy, I'm going to do that tonight. I'm going to fucking take that photo, and then we'll send them over to you, the Dream Journal and all, and you can post that up. But yeah, that's he wrote that, and it's wicked. It's basically in the viewpoint of someone writing down their dream, and we're having a dreaming interview. So yeah, check it out. It's badass. It's actually really cool. So that's that for Andy. Now it's just the usual, I guess, like the old Facebook. Oh, you haven't shouted out your usual Smith.
Old Juicy Webs.
You might as well give some news on the site.
Well, basically, you know, they've been slaving away in the mines working on this website. In fact, they got
stuck down the mines for like 40 days, and they had to have some shuttle thing collect them one by one, man by man.
I know. There's only two of them working as well. It's just... cost an absolute fortune getting these two lads out. We should have just left them there, but you know, the website's up and running, so good on them.
It's nearly up and running.
It's in the beta stage, or whatever, beta stage.
We might as well talk about, well, I'll give a quick rundown as to what we're aiming for with the website. Basically, we kind of want it to be like the juicy lucid portal for media than anything, like videos, fan art, content, dream journals, dream stories, anything.
Dream audio dream journals as well, stuff like that.
Basically,
anything creative that's your own to do with dreaming. Well,
to be fair, it's not even just dreaming. It's about the subconscious and just everything that you want to get off like your chest about.
Just rip it off your chest and put it on our website.
We want a place that people can go to that everyone will be involved and everyone will enjoy. All free, none of the bullshit that you get with loads of websites. No. Just a resource, really, and hopefully, obviously, because it's like the new wave media, and everyone's getting on the old blogging and the vodding and just everything. We just all want it
we want to be able to portalize it and give people, you know, the directions to where to go, where they want to check out their favorite content. So yeah, please look out for that. It's really, really near done.
It's frothing over the top, mate.
It's nearly there.
Fucking so close. I reckon we'll probably go for, well, I don't want to say, but I'm going to say it. Probably a week from now, I reckon it'll be up and running.
I reckon we'll be very close. I mean, there'll be some form of it up in a week. So
There might be a bit of scaffolding still on the site, but we'll still keep it going.
So we'll release the URL for that and everything next week with the podcast. I'm so jeez, it's been well good, well enjoyed.
I know, mate. Oh, fucking, it's been, I'm up so long. Kind of beats.
It's been so long. But yeah, you can check us out on the usual places: Facebook/GetLucid, or it might be /GetLucidUK. Sorry, you can find us on Twitter at GetLucidUK. Please email us. We love the emails. We're getting loads, and I mean loads recently. It's been ridiculously cool to read about everyone's happenings. So please keep sending us those. We never don't read them. We always read them. It's a better way of saying that.
Yeah, always.
Check out our YouTube channel, which is now, we've changed it from Get Lucid UK to Get Lucid 101.
Get Lucid 101, that's it.
So check that out. We're going to be posting some new videos. Me and Smith have got shitloads of content in the pipelines, like, ready to roll.
Again, this is one of those things where we're juicing it up. Fucking massively delayed.
We're juicing it up, but I think next week is the week, once again, that we're going to start filming all this shit. So hopefully you guys really enjoy this sort of stuff, because it's going to be a bit more video-orientated.
The main this site, I know we just mentioned it, but we really want you guys to make your own content. So if you've got any ideas, or now's the time to start thinking. If you ever had an idea that you want to do for a short video or
a song or a poem,
something, like, this is a really good opportunity for you to just go out there and just do it, and then we'll slap it on the website. Everyone will see it, you know. Just
we'll talk, and also
get your legs out.
All the really badass ones that we see, we'll talk about them on the pod. You know, we might even get people as guests to come on and chat.
It'd just be really good to get everyone
interacting,
up to start creating some really, you know, interesting and creative content to just get the juices flowing.
So yeah, that'll be very soon. So we've got that, and then please check us out on iTunes. Give us a rating, give us a comment. If we're shit, give us like 0 stars. If you loved it, then give us loads. You know, freedom of choice. We like it.
Support. I mean, and if you thought it was average, give us, you know, what's the average? 2.5. Can you do 0.5 stars?
Well, 3, you know, would be a bit.
Call it 3. Round it up to 3. Be fair.
So, yeah, you can check us out on iTunes. Just search Get Lucid. We're actually right at the top as well. If you type in Lucid Dreaming Podcast, we're literally number one now, which is immense.
Fucking hell.
Because I never thought it would be like that, but it is. And it's really weird. I don't know if you've tried it, Smith, but type in your own name in iTunes, or type my name in. We come up. Oh,
I don't think I'll come up, because my name is Thomas Smith.
Oh, you've gone massively quiet, Smith.
Oh, can you hear me?
You know,
hello.
There we go. All good.
Yeah. Sorry. It's my vigorous movements again.
But yeah, and then obviously you can check us out at the blog, which we won't be using for that much longer because of obviously the website. But
the transition.
For now, it's still getlucidukblogspot.com. So that's about it, Smith. Any last words, sir?
Just peace out.
Peace out? Why are you a hippie?
I forgot to mention that. I've just converted.
Oh, just converted.
So I'm starting that up now as well.
Brilliant. All right then. Well, sweet lucid dreams, everyone. And we're not sure when the next episode is, but we'll be sure to keep you guys posted, because we're back now. We're back. Sweet lucid dreams.
We're back. Happy Easter.